It's time now for the word of the week. You know what? I'm going to wait a little bit. I'll do it.
What's the best way to hit the slopes?
Time now for word of the week. You know what? I'm going to hold off a second.
Monday on Feedback, Chet Perfetto will be with us.
Now it's time for word of the week, presented by Muhlenberg Elementary Center and Reading Pediatrics. Good citizens of the reading capital of the world, Reading, Pennsylvania. This week's word is, you know what, I'm going to wait a couple minutes. Ah, it is procrastinate. You see, there was a method to my madness. Well, sort of. The definition of procrastinate was to put something off, do it a later time, just like I did. Yeah, I procrastinated until I actually announced the word, which is procrastinate. In a sentence, once you make a New Year's resolution, it's important that you do not procrastinate, but act on your decision right away. Yeah, see? See, Mitch, you looked over at me, but see, that I knew what I was doing.
Not the dude. Shouldn't that be concrastinate?
Concrastinate?
Well, pro means for.
I don't think there is a word like concrastinate, but there should be. There should be a con.
I guess we'll settle for procrastinate then.
Does that mean you did something before you should have? Maybe. Who knows? There might be a word like that. But the word today is procrastinate. So, yeah. And make it part of your conversation this week. Just go up to somebody and say, you know what the word of the week is? And they'll say, no, I don't. And they'll say, well, I don't want to tell you right now. I'm going to procrastinate. Or something along those lines. There you go. Use it in common parlance.